It wasn't such a great June at the hardware store.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today, there's word from the government that retail sales went up 0.4%. That's less than expected for June. Home improvement sales were just so-so. Also, people were more inclined to eat in rather than out compared to the month before, hurting restaurants. Let's check in now with Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America for BNP Paribas. Morning, Julia.
Hello.
What do we want from consumers? We spent more last month, but not quite as much as some of the forecasts were predicting.
That's right. I mean, consumers are spending, but they're still pretty cautious. They are committed to saving more than they did in the past, and that's probably a good thing.
We also had news this morning that banking giant Citigroup profits are up 42%, but not really from retail banking.
No, they got a big boost from their investment banking. But yeah, on the consumer side, things are still pretty flat and they're doing a lot of cost cutting. And like some of the other banks, that mortgage business really isn't gathering speed.
That's interesting because there was a thesis. People thought that as interest rates start to trend upward, which they have, it might prompt people to run in and try to buy a house if they could before interest rates got even higher. Not quite seeing a tidal wave in that direction.
No, we're not. You know, we were looking at watching for that carefully, and we've seen the spike up in mortgage rates, and mortgage applications to buy homes are pretty much flat.
We had Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke last week calming markets. He's due for a sit down on Capitol Hill over 2 days this week.
That's right. I mean, he's not going to change the message, but the cautious consumer we've been seeing in the bank reports are exactly why the Fed is staying cautious, and that should keep markets relatively cheerful.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And now, like I used to do early in my career, the farm report. Tobacco likes dry weather. In tobacco country, it has been too wet. Marketplace's Queenie Kim has more on the effects.
Tobacco is a drought-resistant plant, but this year, the weather has been anything but dry in major tobacco-growing states like Kentucky, North Carolina, and Georgia. J. Michael Moore is an agronomist at University of Georgia's Extension Program.
I'm very concerned. For the last 3 weeks in Georgia, we've had almost daily rainfall.
Moore says that Georgia hasn't had this much rain since 1971, and growers there have lost crops to flooding. The rain has also been pouring down in Kentucky, the country's second largest tobacco state. According to one report, the state's tobacco yield could be slashed by up to 25% and cost up to $100 million. David Reeds with Virginia Tech's Extension Program. He says the rain is disrupting the farming process, too.
Excessive rainfall affects the growth of the tobacco, but also affects how they work the tobacco in the field.
The rain is washing away fertilizers. Insects are also becoming a problem. But with wet fields, farmers can't get the machinery in to address the issue. The hope is the weather will dry up soon. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
There are new details today in a case involving the pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline allegedly paying bribes in China. China's news agency Xinhua today identified the names of four Glaxo managers who are accused of paying millions of dollars in bribes to encourage sales of its medicines. Authorities say the bribe money was funneled through a travel agency. GlaxoSmithKline has said it's cooperating with the investigation.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
At a shareholder meeting today, the drug maker Vivus is expected to argue that despite slow sales of its big weight loss drug, ousting its board of directors is not the answer. Fact is, there are many reasons for the drug's sluggish sales, but the company is very aggressively trying to make its way into more American medicine cabinets. Gigi Duban reports.
Even in the age of specialty gyms and juice cleanses, plenty of people are more than willing to pop a pill just to drop a few sizes. There's still a demand for diet drugs.
It is quite strong. Everyone's looking for a silver bullet for weight loss and particularly for obesity.
Jeffrey Joyce teaches pharmaceutical economics at the University of Southern California. Unlike other prescription weight loss drugs, Qsymia has a big hurdle. It has a component of fenfen, And even though it's different, he says some doctors won't be comfortable prescribing the drug.
Particularly from more knowledgeable physicians. They know there are elevated cardiovascular risks with fenfen. And I do think, you know, this did pass clinical trials, but I still think there's lots of skepticism.
So one of the company's latest tactics is to market the drug straight to consumers. Starting this fall, according to a company press release, you'll see Qsymia ads in magazines and on TV. That's sort of smart.
Now, whether when people go to the pharmacy and find out it costs $200, whether they indeed fill the prescription would remain to be seen.
James Hughes teaches economics at Bates College. A 30-day supply of the drug at CVS starts at $145. So the company earlier this month started offering 2-week free trials. Hughes says that only takes you so far.
I wouldn't expect that to be the kind of game changer that widespread insurance coverage would be.
The company didn't respond to requests for an interview, but a recent company press release says it's working to get more insurance companies to cover the drug. Hughes says insurers may wait another 6 months to a year to see how great a demand there is for the drug and whether it works. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And St. Rose Catholic Church in Girard near Youngstown, Ohio, just got its July water bill, $93,000, small parish. At the nearby Tri Changes Hair Salon, again, modest-sized congregation, the water bill was $12,000. A spectacular Edward Snowden-sized leak, maybe? No, the blame went where it always goes, new software. The water department says it'll make everything copacetic, but not until the September bill. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.